From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Cadet. We have gotten a lot of snow lately in the mountains of Idaho, and it can get really cold really fast this time of year. And people who live in the Wood River Valley have been adapting to all of the snow, and they've been having some great winter fun. But for the animals, this sudden early winter weather caught those guys off guard, and they need our help. Blaine County, Bellevue, Haley, and the Bureau of Land Management are teaming up to get the word out on how you can help deer and elk who are struggling right now. So joining us today to explain are John Kurtz. He's the BLM Shoshone Outdoor Recreation Planner, along with Carrie York with the Wood River Land Trust and Steve England with the Haley Police Department. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thanks, Gemma.
So, John, can we start with you? What's going on with deer and elk? I mean, why are they in trouble? And I should note, even in Boise, I'm seeing little deer footprints in my backyard and everything.
Yeah, you know, I think usually we don't get our early winter storms or sizable storms until late December. So, this year with early season storms, the snow's kind of piled up. And of course, with that, comes people's interest in recreating. And so that recreation kind of can impact the wildlife. So there's a lot going on there that we have to try to navigate.
Mm. So, Carrie, where are the animals exactly? We do know that they're in the Wood River Valley and in Haley and in Bellevue, but do you know of specific areas kind of where they are?
Yeah, so the group that has been working together, we're mostly focused on areas between like the city boundary and those easy access recreation areas around Haley and Bellevue. So there's a few canyons where, especially when there's a lot of snow, the deer will come down from the hills, from the southern slopes, and kind of integrate in that wildlife-urban interface, which is also where people like to recreate. So kind of in that area, right between the city and our public lands.
And Steve, my understanding is you're seeing some elk and deer in some local neighborhoods too, right? In the Haley area?
Correct. Yeah, they migrate down from, maybe leave from the herd or yearling or whatnot, comes down into the area of town and migrate from the county BLM area. And that's where obviously it gets to be concerning for the residents of Haley and Bellevue, of course, and the subdivisions in the surrounding county. When those animals come down, that wildlife comes down, and then it gets to be more concerning as far as the stress for the wildlife, whether it be dogs or even humans getting close to them.
So, John, talk a little bit more about that. I mean, I guess one of the biggest problems that face them, as you said, are dogs, because they can scare them, harass them, bark at them, and this can really wear the animals down.
Yeah, I think, because dogs, for example, a wolf or a coyote, so that's a predator. That's the last thing that they want to be around is a dog. So that's that, when they see a dog or hear a dog, that's kind of sets off their flight response. So that's something that they want to get away from. With people, they may be more habituated to people depending on the herd. Some herds are more local. Who really reside in the Wood River Valley around, but then others migrate in. So the animals are habituated to people and dogs in different degrees. But we just want to make sure that everybody knows that to treat all the wildlife with respect and to keep control of their dogs. And if they can't keep control of their dog, it's probably a good idea to leave it at home so that they're not causing more impacts than they really should mm-hmm. be.
So, Steve, in the city of Haley, are there certain laws regarding needing to control your dogs around wildlife that people might need to know about?
Correct. First and foremost, there's an Idaho code, which we, as municipal city police, we go with Idaho code more than municipal. It usually tends to have more teeth, if you will. But that said, we prefer to go with an educational awareness approach, mm-hmm. Unless it's something really egregious, like somebody, a resident or visitor calls in a complaint about dogs or humans harassing the local wildlife. If it's not something very egregious, we would definitely rather go with the educational awareness approach. and go from there. And hopefully somebody can learn to, you know, recreate. We want people to recreate safely and be out there recreating and enjoying the outdoors that we have to offer up here in the Wood River Valley in Haley. But if they see wildlife close by, they see that they might disturb that wildlife, you know, go over to the other hillside, go over to the other valley and do your cross-country skiing or snowshoeing over there and leave the wildlife at peace.
So, Kerry, what can folks do right now to help the deer and elk? And if anybody else wants to jump in on that, but Kerry, I'll start with you.
Sure. Yeah. And so the Wood River Land Trust, we're a land and river conservation nonprofit here in the Wood River Valley. And one of our primary goals is to protect wildlife habitat, agricultural lands, and the river corridor. And so for us, thinking about how our community can continue to recreate and grow while coexisting with wildlife is really important. And so what we are encouraging people to do is to make decisions that enable humans and wildlife to coexist. So the signage that we designed that we're putting up in some of these interfaces really encourages people to look before they go. And if they see deer or elk, turn around or go to another area to avoid disturbing them. And then like John was talking about, if there are dogs, we ask that people put them on a leash or consider leaving them at home. And so, up here in the Wood River Valley, we do, we have a really big recreation community, and we're really hoping that people respect what we're asking them to do through this education so that we can continue to have wildlife like we all like to have in our backyards.
So I only have about a minute left. And so, Kerry, I know this might sound like a really silly question, but how close is too close for a person to get near a deer or an elk?
I think John's going to answer that question.
Okay. Yeah. So John, if you could, I've got like less than a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you're down in the drainage bottom or in the valley floor, and you look up and you see them, it's just a good idea not to go to that area. There's no reason to try to push the limits to continue to go to one place until you see them move. It's better just to keep your distance. And there's really, it's good to see them. It's good to see wildlife and to have that experience. But if we don't want to have that experience where it's going to jeopardize, you know, their life or their livelihoods. So it's best just to keep your distance and view them from a distance.
Well, I appreciate all three of you coming in and talking to us about this. It definitely applies to the Wood River Valley, but wherever we're seeing deer and elk right now. We've been talking with John Kurtz, the BLM Shoshone Outdoor Recreation Planner, along with Kerry York with the Wood River Land Trust and Steve England with the Haley Police Department. We've been talking about how the wildlife in the Wood River Valley need your help right now, and we will have more information on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.